Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Conventional Dentistry, the Roots of Disease. Today, I have important news for you about your health, a special announcement, and a very special guest to help me with today's show. By now, I'm sure you know that chronic disease rates seem to be spiraling out of control. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and over 100 different forms of autoimmune disease clearly tell us that something has gone so wrong with our priorities. For example, we inject more toxic vaccines into our children than ever before, all in the name of health. Toxic food, contaminated water, and polluted air threaten our well-being like never before, and all of this is legal under current government regulations. The result? We see a tremendous amount of toxins building up inside the body, which clog up our detoxification pathways. This overload, over time, generates the number one cause of disease, chronic inflammation. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, we're going to talk about the importance of educating yourself before seeing your dentist. Why? Because just one uneducated visit to your dentist can have devastating effects on your health. I'm talking about autoimmune disorders, chronic fatigue, an increased risk of a heart attack, and yes, many forms of cancer. And as promised, I have a very special guest to introduce to you today, and that's my wife, Helene. And between the two of us, we'll share what we've learned over the last many, many years. Before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now I just want to take a moment to have Helene talk to you because, you know, this podcast is, as you can imagine, deeply personal for both of us. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we make our message really clear to you today.
Yes, I just want to start off by letting everybody know that I had the worst dentist in the world. And it was many years ago, and I went through a lot of suffering because of it. I had to educate myself, and slowly I learned. But I think information like this is extremely important to educate yourself before you go to the dentist. Some of the biggest complaints that I do hear from people is that, you know, they are upset when they hear this information because dental work is very expensive. And we do know, Jonathan, right? We went through that expense and the physical, you know, the emotional suffering in addition to, you know, all the problems we had. But I want to put a positive spin to this and just get people educated so at least we can stop the assault. Meaning, if you know what, you know, you're looking for, you can go to the dentist and then you can decide on what you want to get done and what you don't want to get done. Because without the education, you can just continue going to the dentist and allowing him to do all these procedures such as root canals or putting in toxic dental crowns or fillings and be totally unaware of it. And, you know, cause you major health problems down the road and then even more money to try and reverse those problems. So I want people to understand that this education is about learning how to stop the assault.
Yeah, I mean, on a lot of the programs here at Natural Health 365, we talk about problems, obviously, because a lot of people are suffering with heart disease, cancer, diabetes, all kinds of autoimmune disorders. We go on and on about this, but it is a big lesson that we have learned, my wife and I, over the last many, many years. It's so easy to talk about just the problems. We don't want to do that. That's for sure. That's our message today. Arming yourself with the right information, that is so important. But beyond even what we might talk about on Natural Health 365, like organic food and the best quality supplements and meditation and exercise, there is nothing more powerful in the world when you want to try to get over a health problem than just trying to identify what are the biggest sources of toxicity that are going on inside of your body. get away from those toxins, as my wife just said, is so important. And both of us have found out that over the years, you know, people are talking about the air, the water, the food, and, you know, on and on and on. But very little is being spoken about with problems in the mouth. And, you know, like we said, both of us already, we've both gone through a lot of stuff, which is why, you know, my wife just mentioned the Holistic Oral Health Summit. It took us over a year just to put together that event, which is available now. If you go to our page and click the link, you can register. I hope you do, where we talk about all of these issues, mercury-based silver fillings, root canals, gum disease, you know, it goes on and on. But it was years that we went through so much of not knowing what to do that we were suffering the most and spending a small fortune on trying to correct all these problems. So that's why we're so passionate about this now, you know?
Absolutely. I had many root canals done to me, many toxic materials put in my mouth. I had a dentist that basically wasn't even cleaning out decay and covering the decay with fillings. I was in pain. And when I go to the dentist and tell him, hey, you know, this cavity is still hurting me, unknowingly that he just covered decay, he said, oh, no, that's just part of the healing process. So I was really suffering for a few years and, you know, then finally educating myself. But you really have to look for a good dentist. You really have to interview a dentist and you really got to know all the right questions to ask. It's so important.
And I know I've already mentioned mercury-based silver fillings. I had 14 of these put in my mouth. I mean, talk about not knowing. You know, when was this done? I'm in my 50s now. We're talking about when I was a kid, all of this was put into my mouth. Nobody told me anything. I didn't give it a second thought until many, many years ago. I started producing programs, talking to integrative healthcare providers, biological dentists. You know, the list goes on and on. I was talking to heavy metal experts as well. And I'm looking at all this toxicity and what it can cause in terms of brain disorders, chronic fatigue issues down the road, autoimmune disorders. Here it is, I'm getting into my 40s years ago, and I was thinking, I just got to get this done, you know? And I certainly didn't have all this money to spend on doing this, but I knew I had to get it done. Started saving the money, putting it away. You know, it was about really learning first. And so instead of just sort of sounding the alarm and telling everybody how you got to get these mercury fillings out of your mouth, they're neurotoxic, you know, we all get that. We don't want poisons in our body, but do not rush and do this without having the best dentist available who understands how to protect themselves and you, because if you don't do that, you could cause yourself so many other problems, especially if you're already dealing with health problems, right?
Absolutely, Jonathan. And another issue is if you have a lot of mercury in your mouth, I had 5, you had 14, and you go to the dentist and they're just doing routine work, you do not want their high-speed drill touching any of your mercury fillings. And I know you did a show on that where that happened to a woman and she literally came down with what they thought was an autoimmune disease because they released so much mercury from that filling.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, yes. So anyway, it is important to get the mercury removed properly. You know, even if you could only do one at a time or do two at a time, you know, you just slowly get it done because we all don't want, you know, added mercury into our system.
And again, of course, some people may be listening with serious, you know, cases of cancer and all of that. And yes, of course, you sometimes have to really hurry up and do it everything all at once. But it doesn't change the fact that you do need to get a very well-trained dentist who understands how to protect you. By the way, when you register for the Holistic Oral Health Summit, some of the key speakers and the conversations I want you to key in on when you register and listen to this event throughout the week are going to be my own personal dentist who, you know, I honestly say it all the time to him. He has saved my future health, that's for sure. His name is Dr. Leonard Fazio. He's one of the speakers. Dr. Boyd Haley, unbelievable conversations I'm going to be having with them about mercury and the dangers of it. Dr. Chris Shade as well, talking about the importance of detoxification, how to protect yourself from mercury toxicity. It just goes on and on. A lot of the speakers do touch on this subject. So make sure in particular, though, you do listen to those speakers.
Jonathan, I would just like to add something to the, you know, when we're talking about fillings. Yes, mercury is bad, but if you're going to a regular conventional dentist and you're having crowns put in, understand that a lot of those crowns could be coming from Chinese labs that are contaminated with high levels of lead. In addition, there are other metals in crowns, such as copper, nickel, and palladium. You basically want a dentist that's using, you know, a non-metal crown made in a U.S. lab. So, you know, that information alone is very important. So if you were seeing a biological dentist or a holistic dentist, that's somebody who would understand in providing you a non-metal crown and biocompatible fillings.
You know, of course, you can't avoid talking about oral health problems, you know, by, you know, just not even addressing these root canal treated teeth. I mean, millions of people have this as well. My wife really had gone through a lot. We both did. We went through a lot when it comes to this as well as a topic. And I know it's a sensitive topic because there are a lot of younger people out there, or anybody, I guess, for that matter, at any age where, you know, you're dealing with a root canal treated tooth that's right in the front of the mouth. You know, what do you do about it? But there's just a lot that my wife in particular went through, and I want her to share a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so like I have been saying, I've had a really bad dentist, and he wasn't cleaning out decay properly. And over years, I've developed 3 root canals, and I didn't know anything about the dangers of root canals back then. And one of the root canals they did hurt right from the beginning, and I had said, you know, basically help get this crown off. I'm in pain. And the dentist said to me, oh, again, that's part of the normal healing process. And eventually they had to redo that root canal. But years later, anyway, when I learned that these root canals were bad and I definitely wanted to get them out, x-rays did not show any sign of infection. But I did have, you know, I did have some pain in one of them. And we did remove them. And they were all 3 of them had infection. So they were cleaned out properly, and they happened to be, 2 of the root canals happened to be in the back of my mouth, like the last tooth on each side. So I had a dentist that knew how to properly clean out the tooth, all the infection in there, and I decided that I did not want an implant. Basically, I had a tooth pulled, cleaned out properly for under $300, and did not do any other work on it. So that I do not consider that a huge expense. I just want to say that one of the other root canals I had pulled, Jonathan, you know, was an upper tooth, my 4th one down. And if I didn't do anything, that when I smiled, there would have been a space there. So what I did is I had a, I did not do an implant. I had a single tooth, fake tooth replacement put in that space. Basically, I believe it was called a single wing tip pontiff, and it was bonded to the tooth in front of it and the tooth behind it. So it fills in the space. I smile, there's no space. And that basically costs $600.
You know, it's also important to realize that when, you know, my wife's talking about these 3 root canal treated teeth, one was causing her a lot of problems and she just intuitively knew, you know, there's something wrong. I got to get it out. The other 2, you go to most dentists and you get an x-ray done. She did. Kind of looked all right. Everything's fine. The reality is most dentists would absolutely not talk about this at all. There'd be no problem at all. She just knew from all these programs and stuff, the likelihood that they were infected was there. It was very high. When they were taken out, even the dentist was a little surprised that we had when he took them out. All 3 were infected. And so, you know, we didn't do a cone beam, which is this 3D really telling x-ray. You know, very few dentists have that. It's a really valuable tool to have, but those regular x-rays don't always show up infections. And in talking to Dr. Thomas Levy, one of the featured speakers in the Holistic Oral Health Summit, he had a huge experience with people with root canal treated teeth going through the office of Dr. Hal Huggins. And when he saw those people coming through his office for years and years, all of them had infected root canal treated teeth. So imagine that infection is sitting in millions and millions of people's mouths. It's leaking into the rest of their body. These people who are also suffering with all kinds of health problems have inflammatory markers that are way up. And the one thing they're not talking about so much with so many of these people are the infections that are in their mouth. So again, when you register for the Holistic Oral Health Summit, in terms of the root canal treated teeth, I want you to key in on the conversations with Dr. Robert Kulas, Dr. Gary Larson, and Dr. Thomas Levy. I mean, there are other speakers as well where we're going to be touching on these subjects, but those 3 in particular, make sure during the week that you key in on those. I want to thank our sponsor one more time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Okay, another topic that I want to talk about that I think is really important and overlooked quite a bit, and that is gum disease. Now, that's something that a lot of people should be aware of. I mean, I would venture to say, because I've seen it already with the few dentists that we've gone through over the years, that, you know, even if your gums are bleeding a little bit during a cleaning, oh, it's expected. It's not really addressed that much at all. And so many people see a little bleeding in the gums is not a big deal when they're brushing their teeth. But Helene, I mean, you of all people, you went through a lot with this. You know how important it is to address gum disease, right?
Jonathan, you know I've been through it all. And I have to say, I had from the dentist not cleaning out the decay, irritating my gums, leading to gum pockets. Anyway, we went finally to a much better dentist, and I had a great periotherapist, Tammy, in, you know, New York City, from Dr. Reed Winnick's office, who measured each pocket, and we went over exactly what to do. Well, I have to tell you, the biggest difference was using a hydrofloss. Basically a water pick, but the hydrofloss, has had the best reviews. I have used that hydrofloss every single day to irrigate the pockets, in addition to using, you know, essential oils and all kinds of natural things in my mouth. I did have improvement in the pockets. Absolutely, I had pockets that went as high as a 9 that I've gotten down to a 5. I had profuse bleeding with the hydrofloss. When I would hydrofloss, blood would come out. And even from regular flossing, that has gone away by 99%. I have to say, for the bleeding, swishing liposomal vitamin C in my mouth has made the biggest difference for my bleeding gums, along with the hydrofloss. And just being very diligent and consistent and doing it every day, because, boy, if you skip a week, I'd go right back to the beginning, you know?
You know, just one thing in particular that Helene mentioned, and again, it goes back to what I said before about so many people just not knowing about gum disease at all. They go into the dental office, they get a cleaning, they think everything's like, okay. How many people do you think, and you know the way I'm sounding, I don't think personally that most people have any idea at all what their pockets are like. And I have heard most people have no idea at all. I mean, hundreds of people. And then there's even more people who say, oh, the dentist said my pockets are not that bad. How many people, though, specifically know the number, the pocket size of every single tooth in their mouth? And that's exactly what Helene just said. She went, we found a great periotherapist. A lot of times they're just called dental hygienists, but a periotherapist is really like a step above, another level. And she was just magnificent. Tammy Kohlschmidt, she's on the Holistic All Health Summit. She gives an incredible rundown of what a really good dental cleaning is all about and what you're supposed to learn. But the bottom line is that when you go in to get a cleaning, it's an amazing opportunity to learn so much about your health, about the buggies in your mouth, the test. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, she did the microscope test, the test for all the bugs in your mouth. And when I first went in, okay, panel 1 is the best, and then it goes panel 2, panel 3, panel 4, 4 being the worst. You are always basically a panel 1, Jonathan, but when I went in, I was more like a panel 3 at the beginning, a lot of bugs swimming around on that microscope. I did, unbelievably, I never thought, bring it down to a panel 1 that actually surpassed your panel 1 in the end with everything that I, you know, had done.
But I mean, that's my point. You know, you go in, you have a really good experience. So many people, like you were saying at the beginning, oh, I don't even want to hear about this topic. I don't like the dentist. I'm afraid to go to the dentist. It costs a small fortune to get things corrected. I don't even know why I really should. It's the complete opposite experience we've had in the last many, many years. And it's why we're so passionate about this topic. It's why we're so turned on and motivated about talking to others about this, because we know both sides of the story. We know what it's like not to know what's going on and what can happen to someone from not knowing. And now we also know how it's so, and I know it sounds cliche, it's so empowering to know what's going on with your mouth all the time, to have a good experience when you go to the dentist, to have a great cleaning, to have a great system at home to take care of your mouth. I mean, all of these things, right?
Absolutely, Jonathan. We've all had bad dental work done to us. We've all had toxic things put in our mouth. We've all, you know, wish we could have done things differently. But I think the most important thing to focus on, you know, is that we can stop the assault so we can turn things around. So obviously, you know, the next time you go to the dentist, you know, you're going to have a whole different perspective, right? You're not going to allow certain things to be done to you. You're going to change the types of things that are done to you. And if you have children, obviously, you know, you can help them. And if you have family members, you can help them. Because I can tell you that, you know, my parents, for instance, must have spent a down payment on a home between the two of them with what they've had going on with their mouth and how they suffered over decades. And now, of course, you know, they're in their 70s, late 70s, and, you know, they only find out a few years ago. You could only imagine how much work, you know, they've had done between implants and all kinds of infections that weren't addressed. So the younger you find out, of course, the better. But at any age, it's good to stop the assault and help your family and your children and your grandchildren and your friends around you.
We do these programs on Natural Health 365 all the time to help people with a wide variety of health problems, right? But as I've been going through this the last many years, this area in particular, poor oral health, is one of just a few massively important areas where if you just address the toxins that are going on inside your mouth or immediately around you, maybe you're working at a place that has incredibly toxic air. You're working near a garbage dump, for example, and I'm not just making that up. We have someone, I won't go into it, who is in our family who had that experience, who feels like that's why the sickness came up in their life. But whatever is going on around you, from toxic air to, you know, I've really got to change my eating because it's been horrific lately, or the water supply, your source of water that you're drinking, you feel is really poisonous. I mean, think about those people in Flint, Michigan. I know that's an extreme example, but let's get real. If they ignore something like that and they would just drink the water with all that lead in it, they would have serious health problems right away. But a lot of this stuff is much more subtle. And if you don't deal with these toxic issues around you or even within your body, like a poison material or infections that are in your mouth, that's when these health problems can come up. And they can persist as well if you don't address them, even though you're doing all kinds of other things too that are pretty good, right, Helene? I mean, it's not like you were eating fast food every day.
No, I wasn't. I was eating well.
So again, I've mentioned it before. I'm encouraging all of you to sign up for the Holistic Oral Health Summit. We've got 35 of the world's top experts in biological dentistry and integrative medicine. They're there for you, I'm telling you. I mean, if I were to listen to it again, I've listened to it more than anyone else on the planet, I would still get something new out of it. Listen to these programs as much as you can during the week. It's totally free. You just register with your email address. The link will be here on the podcast page. Of course, all over our site as well. If you're on our newsletter list, you'll get reminders as well on our newsletter list. Be sure to listen to the conversations when it comes to gum disease with Dr. Oksana Sawiak, Dr. David Kennedy, our own personal hygienist, my wife and I use, Tammy Kohlschmidt. She's on this summit. She is simply amazing. You'll learn so much from her. And again, there's so many others that do touch on the topic of eliminating the threat of gum disease. So again, I just wanted to emphasize or reemphasize what my wife said earlier. It is easy to get sucked down into all the negativity of a health problem and all the issues surrounding it. But I'm here to tell you without a doubt, and I'll let my wife get the last word, that there is so much that you can focus on that's positive. And when you start correcting these problems in your mouth, and of course other things too, if you're not physically active, get active. If you feel like you got to clean up your diet, go ahead and do that. So many of these things are really centered around living a cleaner, healthier lifestyle, that a lot of this internal stress that we experience, which of course manifests itself in chronic inflammation and triggering all of these diseases that so many people suffer from, they simply will fade away. And it's not just my words. This is a lot to do with many of the best integrative healthcare providers I have ever spoken to. They all say the same thing. Get away from the toxins and watch a lot of these unwanted symptoms just fade away. Helene, what do you think?
It's absolutely true. The biggest thing you can do is, if you have a health issue, is to get rid of the toxins. You know, find out in what ways your body's being assaulted, and, you know, just get away from it and stop it is very important. And then, of course, add things in, but it don't overlook. You got to stop the assault.
I want to just mention one last time, because without them, this podcast wouldn't even be possible. Thanks again to our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. So to learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. And I'm really honored to say that they are one of the sponsors of the Holistic All Health Summit. So I want to give a special shout out to Livon Labs. Thank you so much for your support over the years. We really do appreciate you. And so that's basically it. Be sure to register for the Holistic All Health Summit. The information in this event will help you to save thousands of dollars in unwanted medical expenses. And I know you'll avoid years of suffering like my wife and I went through when we didn't know about this information. And be sure to share this news with family and friends. Talk to you soon. Take care.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.